Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Tuesday, the 19th of March, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Taking Ben's spot today.
Yeah, what's having a chance.
What's he doing?
I think he just don't have a ride this morning, so he
doesn't have a ride. But he just got his driver's license, and he's saving up for that new car.
Yeah, it's actually a hard and a tough challenge, you know, to save money for the car in these days.
He's a good man.
For sure.
Hopefully this weekend, it's weekend, it's raining again.
But it looks like today is the last day of winter, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, today, first day of spring. Is that what I'm hearing?
I guess tomorrow's spring.
Tomorrow's.
Yes, today's last day of winter, and also is a National Nurse Day.
National Nurse Day. That's cool. Like nurses. My daughter's a nurse.
Nurses do hard work.
Oh, yeah. They work awfully hard. Well, today's sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Now, Friday, showers likely after 11 a.m. And then possibly a thunderstorm before 11 p.m. on Friday. Showers on Saturday, showers most likely on Sunday, and Monday a chance of showers, though partly sunny. And the lowest it's going to get, I think, is around 45 degrees. So, yep, here come the showers again. Starting Friday through the weekend, of course, those days. So enjoy today and tomorrow and Thursday. It's going to be nice. 75 today. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They've been there for 25 years, and they have provided just the most excellent service to their customers. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, they treat their customers like friends. Give them a call, 530-365-2793. Okay, today is just Open Line Tuesday. Imagine that. So that means everybody out there, if you got something you want to talk about, something stuck in your craw, this is the time to call. Yeah, I'll give you a platform up here. You know, we've got, you know, a variety of things to talk about and that impact on us here, what's going on in the state, what's going on in the nation. But and I've got some tickets I'm going to give away to. Give away two tickets. Not right now. Not right now. Don't call. But later in the show for the annual Sportsman's Expo. And you know what? And with those, I'm going to put in like, oh, how about $10 of Black Bear Diner bucks? So go out for breakfast and then go over there and help pay for it. So where should we start? People are calling already. Well, let's go to the people that call. Who is it? It is Liam. Liam!
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, for those who have short-term memories, Liam worked for us for, what was it, a year?
Year and a half. Something like that.
And then went off to Fire Academy at Shasta mm-hmm. College. He's been staying in touch with me, and you're calling today. That's great. So what's going on?
I just want to say hi. I have some proctored tests today, so I'm a little nervous, but I still listen every morning. So.
Well, great. So what kind of test today?
Hazmat.
Oh, hazmat.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little nerve-wracking.
So tell us about the school. What have you liked?
The biggest adjustment is I'm in bed at like 7:30 and I'm up at 3:30. Navigating that the first couple of weeks was challenging, but I've built some really good relationships with my peers, and it's hard work, but I really, really enjoy it. And you're always learning, you know. Just that's before it, I guess.
Okay. And the is it pretty physical?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've put on 25 pounds in muscle since I started 9 weeks ago.
Okay. Now, if you've never seen Liam was lean. I mean, he was lean because he ran all the time. But
oh, yeah.
I said, you know, you're going to need some of that upper body strength there to be moving that stuff around. So it sounds like you've done it.
Yep, I've made it work. And I put in my application for Cal Fire, and I'm looking at job opportunities outside of the academy right now. But yeah, it's just, you know, basically every day of the week. I'm studying on the weekends, but I'm really enjoying it.
And when are you going to graduate there?
May 18th.
May 18th, okay.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Hey, do you ever see Bill Mastin?
Yeah. I saw him early on in the academy. I think that was the only time we had him as an instructor.
Uh-huh.
But he had great things to say about you.
Well, I have great things to say about him, too. And I'm so happy that you're going through this, because this is something that you talked about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this
a
lot. So I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
Now,
thank you for supporting me.
Oh, well. I just want, you know what, I want all of our people that are here to be successful and doing things they want to do. That's for sure. And this is something that if you work in Cal Fire, does that mean you're off any time of the year?
Or? Yeah. So, I mean, at first I'd be a seasonal. I mean, down the line I'd want to work year-round, but the season's 9 months and you have 3 months off, so.
Season.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just going to take the first job I get and just work hard and learn.
Yeah, how it is away from the school. You learn a lot of that. Now, the other thing on that is seasonal like that. You do 9 months and you get 3 months there to work on your music and stuff if that's
exactly
what you choose.
Exactly, and that's the plan. So,
well, it's a good plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you said that from the beginning. You said, I love music, but I don't know if I can make a living out of it. Well, now you can, you know, you're making a great living or a good living, and that you can still have your music.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, that's great, buddy. Well, thanks so much for calling. Anything else?
Pop in.
Well, yeah, well,
not really.
Pop in anytime you want with a phone call. Yeah.
I will.
And thanks for the invitation.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be there.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm excited. I'm excited to see you.
Okay. So are we. We're happy to see you. And I want to see what you look like after putting 25 pounds on.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like
bulky.
You sound like a young man that goes to boot camp. You know, he's real lean and all that. And after he goes to boot camp, he's put on 25 pounds of muscle.
Oh, yeah.
And guys that are like 30 pounds overweight come out eating the same food, come out 30 pounds lighter.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, you take care and tell Bill if you see him, I said hello.
I will. I'll see you around, Carl.
You bet you will.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Liam Bryant. Used to
Bye-bye.
Be our producer here. Just, you know, just really, really thought a lot of him. And he went through, he loves music, and he's a great artist, a musical artist. But he also knew that, you know what, the chances of being able to make it and make a living and be able to do things like buy a house and a car and all that with music, you know, unless you're extraordinarily blessed and, get this, lucky, you know, that right time, right spot, somebody hears it, whatever. And it's, you know, it's very rare that, you know, the fairy godmother comes down and blesses you. So doing something like this, and so he looked at different things, and I think he's made a right decision going to Cal Fire. So, okay, let's take a break. That started my, you know what, that started my day off wonderfully. So, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU, because I'm going to talk about electric vehicles in a second. REU has rebates available for purchasing an electric vehicle, B be it car, truck, or bike. Reading Electric Utilities has these rebates available that can offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. Okay, 7:15 in the morning here on the 19th of March, Tuesday. And we will be right back after these messages.
Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday and Linda's on assignment. Good morning. 7:19 in the morning here on the 19th. It's 47 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day going to the 75 today. Ooh, liking that. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let me see here. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us a segment. Shasta Regional Medical Center, major medical facility in our area here. Cutting edge technology with a number of different procedures there. TAVR valve replacement, the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. One of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital that's got 13 residents working now, bringing another 10 in this summer. Another 10 after that, this is going to be a continuous thing, bringing more doctors to our area and looking to keep them in our area after they finish their residencies. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, you might have suspected it, but the state's infamously long vote counting process. They're starting to get some ideas on how California voted and if many of them voted at all. Well, as it turns out, it was not the lowest on record. However, it was close. From the California Secretary of State report, a 33.9% vote rate. Nearly scraping past the state's record low of 31% when Barack Obama won re-election. It's still notably low for a presidential year. This is another anomaly that's marking the 2024 race. As of March 16th, Sierra County led the state in turnout with 60%. A little over 1,200 voters. Well, how many voters do they have in Sierra County? 6% of 1,200 voters. And then, Los Angeles had the largest raw volume of ballots, topping 1.6 million. But then again, there's a whole bunch of them down there. Regions with the lowest turnout are Imperial, Lake Mendocino, San Bernardino, and Tulare counties, all below 30%. Voter disinterest, though, and lack of engagement is expected to be an issue this year across the board. Could it be that people say, I'm not going to support Trump, but I sure as hell am not going to support Biden. So I'm just not going to vote, which is not the way to do it, of course. It's one of those things, again, instead of picking the best man or woman, we're picking the one that is going to be least dangerous or the one that's going to... Well, I don't know what. How do you say that? Not the best. Just the one that's going to do the least damage. There you go. We're picking a president that's going to do the least damage. Joe Biden. You should have seen him trying to get off the stage yesterday. Oh, no. This was great. He stands after he finishes, butchering his speech. As did his wife, Jill, couldn't pronounce a word that I can't pronounce either. But then again, I wouldn't have used it in a speech. And his handler runs out there to turn him to his left, and he starts to his left, and then he goes, turns slowly around, and shuffles off to his right. And then you got Trump. Trump, who has been ordered to pay $454 million. I think it's million. To, as a bond. And he can't come up with $454 million. I mean, who's going to write that off? So, are they going to seize all of his properties in New York? I mean, it's getting a little ludicrous, frankly. Anyway, voter turnout, I think here in Shasta County was like 48%. So, we were above the low, but not as quite as the high. Now, what about polls for Biden? And Trump. I see most of the polls showing Trump is leading. Then I go over to another news site and they go, oh, no. Biden's leading. And then I go to another website or another two websites and they're tied. So it would be interesting to see what's going to happen in that last couple of months. It's going to be interesting to see if Biden still runs. I mean, when they have the big convention, what's going to happen then? Will Joe say, I'm just not going to do it. I've done my part. 47 years. I've got 50 years in government. You know, I've never had a real job. And he says, nah, that's it. Kamala, good luck. And of course, then Kamala will be attacked by all the rest of the Democrats. It'll be interesting. Okay. Now, what about in Reading? What about our latest in Reading? Okay. On our updates, District 1 for Assembly, Heather Hedwick is leading easily, followed by Tanessa Audette. But Mark Mazzano is still close in there, and they're still counting votes. He can still get in there. Mark won Shasta County easily. Now, if it goes to, and it's going to go to a runoff anyway, because it's, you know, for the assembly, it's going to be Heather Hedwick, it looks like, who is backed by the Dollies. And I think they were waiting. I heard somebody say yesterday that I think they were waiting to see what was going to happen. And then since she did come in there, and she just won 60% of the vote in Siskiyou County. They're going to see what happens. They were seeing what happens. But then now they're going to go full bore. They were supporting her. I think they're going to go full bore behind Heather. Tanessa, on the other hand, couldn't even win Shasta County. And it wasn't that close. But but she has lots of endorsements and lots of energy and all that. Now, she worked for Megan Daly. Maybe she still works for Megan Daly. I'm not sure. But they did not endorse her. They endorsed Heather. So we'll see what happens there. Now, what happens if Mark Mazzano, who got, 20,000, 25,000 votes, what if he doesn't make it into the final two? Where is he going to throw his support behind? I mean, those votes, if people voted for Mazzano because they believed in him, then he says, well, you know what? I didn't make it in, but I totally support this person. Now, who's he going to say? Who's he going to support? It's going to be interesting. I have my ideas. Okay. The Malfa, obviously, and he's going to run against Ms. Yee in the November election. Megan's not running against anybody. Megan Daly won 77% of the vote sitting on her porch in Bieber. And I don't mean that badly. I'm just saying that Megan won with 77% of the vote. Nobody ran against her. Okay. Now, let's take a break, because when we come back, we're going to talk about some more local politics here. Oh, I want to go into the fact that the Cry recall is still, losing, but not by a lot of votes, like 50 votes. The vote to make this a charter county, it looks like that's going to win. Term limits easily won here in Shasta County. I think people think 8 years is enough for people to do what they, to come in and be their representative and go on and go back to your life and let somebody else have a shot at it. So, all right. Now we will be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick Gorman is a premier attorney when it comes to workers' compensation. He's got the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. He's built it up here in the last 5-6 years. He's a veteran, a former law enforcement, worked for the insurance companies for a couple years, didn't like it, came out and started his own company. If you're not getting the treatment that you should be getting and it's life-changing work injuries, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 today. He's on your side, and you're going to talk to him. It's a free consultation. So, if you need somebody fighting for you, call Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back. Give me the night. Give me the night.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember.
Good morning and welcome back to Open Line Tuesday here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. When I say open line, I mean exactly that, my friends. You don't have to talk about anything political. You don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. Maybe you just want to talk about things that are going on that you find interesting. Yesterday, somebody called in, and before the show even started, and said, I have a big announcement. I said, well, I can't do it. I'm just stopped. I said, call me on Tuesday. He said, well, I may have to work Tuesday. Well, if you're not working, it's time to give us a call. If you need, you know, get it off your chest. Get it out of your craw. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. G.D. Maxwell is a company that should begin in 1993. It's got two separate divisions, all under one roof, insurance and financial management. So if you need a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, things like that, things have to do with your financial success, give her a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review of everything you have and a, you know, a free review and analysis and evaluation of that. Judy Maxwell, she treats her customers as friends. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Good place. Now, going back to the recall, you know, I think everybody knows a 1% manual tally audit is required in California, you know, prior to the elections. You know, they take all the tabulated numbers and then they do a 1% ballot count. Because of the closeness of the recall, 46 votes, all ballots from District 1 were going to be in the manual tally. So how are they going to do this? Well, I'm imagining there's going to be observers around there too, but three tables with teams of four are set up. Each team, and I'm getting this out of Channel 7. Each group is sorting through the ballots, making oral and written records on recall votes before placing them into labeled boxes. There are also four observers sitting in on the process Monday taking notes. A manual tally of the extent was last done in February 2022, recalled District 2 Supervisor Leonard Modi. It's a really a quick yes or no vote contest. It's actually pretty quick for us to count these ballots because we're looking at four different things. Anyway, so we're doing a manual tally just to very much ensure the machine tabulated the ballots as accurately as it should have, which is 100% accurate. If it doesn't take that long to hand count the ballots, team of four, going through the ballots, then what exactly is it because there's so many different things on the ballots that you'd have to have teams of four for each one of those propositions, a team of four for who voted for, you know, like the Malfa or Daly, or would you have teams of four for every one of those? And then after you looked at that one ballot and you've made your notations and people have looked at it and stamped it with a seal of approval, then do you hand that ballot to the next group who then looks at Daly? Who then looks at second district and all these things. This isn't a new procedure, according to Francisca, the acting registrar now. But when they enact, whenever an election race is real close. So they still have 1,200 ballots unprocessed in Shasta County, meaning voter turnout will finish around 47%, below the 60% bar she would like to see in primary elections. Okay, so that's how they're doing. They're counting every vote in the recall to make sure they got it right. That's nice to know. Okay, what else am I looking here? Oh, Dr. Paul DeNuca has declared, as we know, that he's running for city council. We're going to have Paul DeNuca back on, Dr. DeNuca. I've known him for, gosh, well over 10 years. He and his wife, Pamela, who is an oncologist. He has he's the medical director for the Reading Endoscopy Center, you know, where you have your colonoscopies, and current president of the North Valley Medical Association. And he's also involved in Turtle Bay, United Way, you name it, he's in there. So he's running for office. So I'm not going to paraphrase what he says. He's been on our show several times. So I'm going to have him on as soon as we can. And, again, I don't know who else is running. I don't know if anybody else has declared yet that are running for city council. I'm pretty sure that, Mike DeQuisto has got a couple more years left. But this is the last year for Mazzano. But then again, if Mazzano doesn't get into that assembly runoff, he may decide to run for reelection. I've heard, I don't know if it's true, that Julie Winter says, you know what, I've done enough for my city, and it's time for me to go back and have a life. So we'll see. When we have him on, I know things that he is so concerned in, and the homelessness and keeping the, really the healthcare shortage. How do we get doctors to Reading? And having a medical authority there, working with DDC, Chamber of Commerce, maybe unifying the hospitals so that we can actually put together a program that really, really will attract doctors. I think I'd like that. I think it would be good. Okay, where are we at? Thanks. Gas prices. Have you noticed that the gas prices have jumped? Like, it used to be 377. And then all of a sudden it went to 417. Now it's like 427 a gallon. But no, it's not five. I mean, it's five in some. No, there's five in some areas. But, I mean, all of a sudden it's just been, I mean, you go to Sacramento and try and find gas that's under $4.90 a gallon in Sacramento. It's difficult. Prices at the pump say they're going to keep going up in the coming weeks and months, especially if Russian oil facilities continue to get hit by drone attacks. Now, excuse me, but I don't care if the Russians get hit. I mean, that's for Europe. We have facilities here. We have all the oil and we have billions of barrels of oil. And yet, we're not drilling it. Why is that? Could that be something that Joe Biden did? The national average price for a regular gas climbed to $3.48 a gallon, according to AAA, up 40 cents since mid-January. Although the U.S. is pumping more oil than any country in history, this marks the first time since late last year the gas prices are now higher on a year-over-year basis. Yeah, we're pumping oil, but we could pump more. What do we need? We need facilities. We need oil and gas making. We need gasoline making facilities. They don't do them. Why? Because they cost billions to build. And you know, in the Biden White House, everybody's pushing EVs. EVs. Well, why would you spend billions on gasoline, making gasoline and diesel, if you're going to think that we're not going to be able to sell it? We're not going to get our money back. But not so fast. That's not going to happen. EVs are not the answer. People are going to wake up one day and realize that EVs are not the answer. They're cool around town. Yeah, like a skateboard. But if you have to do anything with them, the infrastructure is not there. So let's get the infrastructure there. But then you've got, we're not going to have trucks. An electric vehicle will not haul the trailer. Not unless they, really evolve. But it's going to take a while for that to happen. We're still going to need gas. We're still going to need diesel to get food and to do our growing of our crops, to do all these other things. And yet the government seems to have their head so far up in rectal defilade, they don't understand this. They should put a picture window in their stomach to see where they're going. What can I say? All right. I'm going to take a break because there's other things I want to talk about. I've got a lot of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about immigration. I want to talk about Israel. I want to talk about people saying things that are just so horrible that it's unbelievable. And I want to talk about how the media can take a comment by Trump and completely turn it around and not have have no shame about it. And then find out that what Trump said, many experts are agreeing on. All that after we get back from these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancher here for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us here in the studios at 530-605-4567. Today, sunny with a high near 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 68. And not very much wind. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 47. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Then it's going to start kind of edging off and looking at showers on Friday, mainly after 11 a.m. And Saturday and Sunday and Monday, chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 60. So that's what's happening. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business that gives... locally owned, locally operated, and gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, where was I? Oh, I got it. So much stuff, so little time. Okay, immigration. You know, Texas has been at like the forefront of immigration, trying to control it, trying to do everything they can. And Governor Abbott brilliant move, started shipping all the ones that come across his border, as many as he could, up to places that are sanctuary cities like Chicago, New York, Denver. He should be just shipping thousands to L.A., but he's not. Maybe San Diego. So then that wasn't enough. So then the legislature made a law that would allow state officials to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the U.S. illegally. In other words, stopping them at the border. Well, the Supreme Court on Monday indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing that law, raised concerns about among immigration advocates of increased racial profiling, as well as detentions and attempted deportations by state authorities in Texas, where Latinos represent 40% of the population, soon to be 50, 60, or 70 if they don't get a hold of the border. Shortly after the order was announced, Abbott issued a response saying that Texas will continue utilizing every tool and strategy to respond to this Biden-made border crisis. It is. Why? You know, and people get upset when they say, well, yes, that was the guy was here illegally. He'd been deported a couple times, the one that killed the jogger in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's terrible. But you shouldn't. It's not all of them. Of course it's not all of them. But if they weren't here, would she still be alive? How about the people being killed in car wrecks with DUIs? What about the 12-year-old boy who was killed by a Venezuelan illegal immigrant that was here driving the wrong way down a road, had no license, had no insurance, never been to driving school, but she was driving the wrong way down a road on a four lane, driving the wrong way, and hits the car, kills the 12-year-old. If she hadn't been here, maybe that boy would have been alive. I mean, you can go and talk about fate and all that kind of stuff, but what's the chances? And then there's time after time, and there's case after case after case. Girls being raped, abducted, crime groups set up from people that are here illegally because the Biden administration lets them come across the border at will. I don't understand why the people in this country, our country, aren't standing up and just going down to the border and just maybe if we made a human chain, you know, across 50 miles of the worst spot there or 20 miles of the worst spot, and you just do a human chain and say enough. It's kind of an interesting concept, you know. You put Americans along the border there, and of course you've got, you know, law enforcement kind of protect them. But they go, they link hands or link arms and say no. What a media shoot that would be. How many people would it take? I don't know, 10,000? Get 10,000 heading to the border. They all link arms along the border and say no more. Would you do that, Christina? Would you go down if we take a KCNR truck down there? Bus.
Easy, just to investigate?
No, we just go down, we link arms, you know, for a day. Not even a day, you know. It's a symbolic thing where you get all these people down there, they link arms on the border in the, you know, one of the spots where they're coming through. And, you know, of course, there's protection and there's like 8,000 media groups around you. And you link arms, 10,000 people, and say, no, we've had enough. Joe, fix this. What do you think? Would you go? All expenses paid. It's like a vacation. You're in there. What are you doing in there? What are you doing?
I want to put the question, actually.
Oh, you're answering a question?
I'm putting a question.
Oh, you're putting a question together.
Yeah, because unfortunately English is my second language. I have to think twice before.
Well, English is my second language. Great. I have the first language. Okay, enough of that. So, I don't know. I frankly don't know what's wrong with that. I'm not talking about them going down there with guns and being, you know, gunning up and go, hey, we're going to guard you. No! We're just going down there and linking arms as a symbolic gesture to say, take care of our border. Get little kids.
Okay, I have
elderly
a small
people.
Question.
teenagers, Democrats, Republicans, everybody agrees we've got to keep the border together. So, you know, we make a day and we launch it where people just gather in one spot just for, you know, and they show up at this one place and they link arms. Okay. Moving on. And somebody's calling probably about that, wants to volunteer, says he's got a bus. Okay. Israel is launching a new operation aimed at Gaza's largest hospital facility, Al-Shifa, which is said is being used by Hamas to conduct and promote terrorist activity. Of course it is. That's what they do. They did it in Iraq. They did it in all these. They did it in Afghanistan. They did it in Iraq all the time. We had to take out. Now listen to this. I don't mean take out by destroy. We went into the largest hospital in Fallujah, Iraq, and took it back. Al-Qaeda was using it there as a safe haven and planning. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't Marines. It was an Army unit that went in there. They went in, as he said, like fog. And he was right. They went in there with non-lethals and took that hospital back. And in such a way that the hospital was still online, but they cleared the hospital of Al-Qaeda and then held it. Ron, good morning. Would you drive down there with us?
Yes, I would. But if I drive down, I'm going to take a water truck with me with a high-pressure hose.
No. See, you're missing the point here. The whole point is a nonviolent, symbolic gesture of thousands of Americans of all races, ethnic groups, religious groups, political groups. We get on the border, we link arms and say no more.
How about if we take Doug LaMalfa with us?
Yeah. And, you know what? LaMalfa.
Let me finish. We need to get the whole Congress and all of the Senate to form a link arms and go right straight to the White House and take Obama, old Biden, I guess I'm trying to say, and the Congress is not standing up for America anymore. They're not standing up for us. And when is Mr. Doug LaMalfa coming back on the radio again? I've got two questions for him again.
He's on the first Friday of each month.
First Friday. Okay, I'm going to work that
out. Okay, you can do that. Ask him.
Standing up for us.
Time to get angry. Time for us to go to the border and link arms. Okay, thank you, Ron. Somebody else is calling. Okay, just put them on. I don't care. Okay, you're on live. Christina? Christina? Is there somebody wanting to be on? No? No. Just wanted to say hello to you. Okay. Anyway, they're going into the Gaza. Now, of course, they're, you know, reported multiple casualties, but it said about 30,000 people are sheltered. Of course they are. And Hamas, you know what? I don't believe a word Hamas says. So, you know what? You might as well not even say it. You can write it. I don't believe a word they say. They're like Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They'll say anything to take the pressure off. If Hamas wanted the people fed, they'd stop stealing the food. They would move out of the area. They would let the people be fed. They'd let the medical facilities get running if Hamas cared. They're not. And what does Chuck Schumer say, the head of the Senate? We need to have an election. Israel needs to have an election, and Netanyahu needs to be replaced. Thank you, Chuck. Now, if Bibi comes back and says, Chuck Schumer needs to be replaced. Oh, no, you're interfering with our elections. Excuse me. You know, we've reached a point in this. We have totally forgotten, in many cases, Hamas started this on October 7th. They butchered 1,200 people. And butchering, I mean that. They still got over 100 hostages there, including Americans. They still have them. What's Joe doing about that? All Hamas has to do is agree to give back all the hostages and they'll get a ceasefire. They're not going to do it. Okay, we got to take a break. And when we come back, It's going to be open line again. And I have got, I've still got two pages of stuff here that we need to talk about. How about the Supreme Court looking at New York versus the NRA? How about becoming a lawyer with no, without having to take the bar exam? Yeah. That means that you just go to law school. And then there's some other things, but you don't have to take the bar exam. Yeah, we're going to talk about that too. All right. We're going to break for the news and we'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump says Jewish people who vote Democrats hate Israel and hate their religion. Mr. Trump's remarks, part of a wide-ranging interview with the Salem Radio Network's Dr. Sebastian Gorka. The former president, also defending the Make America Great Again movement and its voters, frequently decried by President Biden as some kind of extreme, violence-prone right-wing movement. Mr. Trump says that's not true, adding that MAGA has never been needed more than it is these days.
We're not a great country right now. We're left at all over the world. We're, you know, we owe $35 trillion. The whole thing is crazy.
And now to Texas, where the state says it wants to do what the Biden administration will not do, enforce immigration law. But the argument not sitting well with the U.S. Supreme Court.
An order signed by Justice Samuel Alito indefinitely prevents Texas from enforcing a sweeping state immigration enforcement law that had been set to take effect this month. The language of the order strongly suggests the court will take additional action, but it's unclear when. The Justice Department has argued the law would step on the federal government's immigration powers. Opponents have called the law the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Some students of the U.S. Constitution are shocked by Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's remarks the other day. She voiced concern that the First Amendment could be used to rein in the power of government. The constitutional scholars say that's the entire point of the First Amendment. Defense Secretary Austin vowing the U.S. will continue supporting Ukraine's war effort against Russia, regardless of what Congress does or does not do concerning more money for Ukraine. Wall Street, the Dow up 126. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
America's top diplomat assures a longtime ally of ongoing U.S. support.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has underscored Washington's close relations with the Philippines as clashes between Chinese and Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea turn more hostile.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty. Article 4 extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
Blinken spoke in Manila during a joint news conference with the Philippines Secretary of Foreign Affairs and later President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. I'm Charles Villadesma.
U.S. officials say newly approved legislation providing billions of dollars in funding for three strategically important Pacific Island nations is an important sign of America's commitment to the region. Townhall.com. Another state banning transgender care.
Idaho lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for transgender treatments, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. The legislation already has passed the House and only needs to clear the Senate this week before being sent to Governor Brad Little's desk, where it would likely be signed into law. The Republican governor has said repeatedly that he does not believe public funds should be used for transgender treatments. Keith Peters reporting.
The average Wall Street bonus fell slightly last year to $176,500. New York's controller reports the average bonus for employees in New York City's securities industry was down about 2% from 2022. The slight decline in the bonus came even as Wall Street's profits were up a bit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It's Tuesday. She's always on assignment on Tuesdays. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere. And our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. Today, the 19th of March, 2024, 8:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
She's going to go down to the border and link arms.
For sure. It has to be fair.
It has to be fair. You went through the process, didn't you?
Yes, I went, and it's really hard, and I'm really, I'm sorry for saying this on air, but upset when sometimes people get advantage of this country and think that it can be so easy.
Well, it's just thing that they have to do is make it to the border, and there's, you know, fly me to the moon. Fly me anywhere you want. Yeah. Okay. Gosh, what are we doing now? Oh, the weather. Enjoy the next 3 days, my friends. Enjoy today with a high near 75. Tomorrow with a high near 69. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. Starting Friday, showers are back, mainly after 11 a.m. Chance of precipitation, 70%. Maybe thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday, showers, Sunday showers, likely mostly cloudy with a high near 60. And then Monday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny, so maybe it's going to start clearing off there. And maybe we'll see that next week it's going to clear up and we'll be back to the sunshine. I can tell you one thing, you know, several days of non-rain have dried up a lot of the places around the stable. So, I mean, the horses can get into different areas. It's not as mushy as it is. But the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated business, been there for 25 years. The Kenny family has been providing great service to their customers for that long. Propane comes out of the same tank, so it comes down to customer service, and that's what Shasta Gas Propane does. Provides great service to their customers. They treat them like warm friends. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans who've got other payment plans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. President Trump unable to make the $464 million bond in his civil fraud case. He's approached 30 underwriters, but argued few insurance companies will consider a bond of anything approaching that magnitude. He was ordered to pay $355 million in disgorgement or ill-gotten gains by New York Judge Arthur Engoron in a civil fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James. Trump and his co-defendants are liable for fraud, conspiracy, and issuing false financial statements and false business records, that they fraudulently inflated the value of Trump's assets to obtain favorable loan and insurance rates. Hmm. So what happens? Do they? I saw Ms. James talking about, oh, we'll just seize all of his properties. We'll just seize all of his properties. And just, yeah, that's what we'll do. 460 million of them, Trump Tower, anything they have in New York, just seize them. And they wonder why businesses, big corporations are going, thinking I'm moving out of New York because they can do it to him, they can do it to us. Because most of them, I'm sure, when they get into saying, what's the worth of your company, they find things. And if the Attorney General can do that, which she has to, because otherwise then she is just going after Trump, and that's I think that's against law. Gas prices, we talked about that, how they're going up. And the abortion rates appear, despite more than a dozen statewide bans that have taken effect, that abortions are on the rise, the highest rise in a decade, and a 10% jump from 2020, mainly from the medication, the morning after type stuff that people can take. So, Oprah Winfrey, when I was in Croatia and working there, you get a lot of Sky News and all that, but the one thing that was on at 2 p.m. every day and was just a barn burner over there in Croatia was Oprah Winfrey. When she was on, I mean, millions of people tuned in to Oprah Winfrey's show. Yeah, they'd have, she'd speak in English, but they'd have all, dubbed in stuff at the bottom. And I was amazed. The other thing they had was MTV. MTV was huge over there in Croatia. And, the kids were learning English and watching this. It may not have been the very best picture of America that we wanted out there, but that's what they were using. Now, let me see. Okay. Do you remember all this brouhaha about President Trump using the word bloodbath? And people taking it out of context, saying if he wasn't elected, there would be a bloodbath. See what he means? There's going to be a bloodbath in the United States. But it's not exactly, when you take it out of context, if you listen to the rest of what he said, he's talking about autos and the American auto manufacturing industry. He warned the Chinese president in a speech on Saturday that if he is reelected in November, Chinese premier automakers will not be allowed to export their cheap EVs to the United States market without facing massive tariffs. This is because China's big auto manufacturers are planning to build EV plants in Mexico to export the cars to the United States at low prices, thus drowning American-made competition and dominating the EV market. And since Biden is pushing so hard to have EVs, as is Governor Newsom, forcing people to have it. And if you can't afford it, then the market's flooded with low-cost EVs, and you're forced to buy them, then it could damage our auto industry irreparably on something like that. So what he said is the big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, and you're not going to hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No. We're going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be at least, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That's going to be the least of it. When he said that, I guess you could say, if he doesn't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. And when he's talking about automobiles, of course, nobody puts that in context in the mainstream media. Musk said, if the U.S. doesn't hit China's EVs with a huge tariff, they'll pretty much demolish the American auto industry. They are one of the most competitive car companies in the world, so I think they will have a significant success outside of China, depending on what kind of tariffs or trade barriers are established. I think if there are not trade barriers established, they will pretty much demolish the American manufacturing. Alliance for American Manufacturing issued a report detailing an extinction level event for American auto workers should Biden allow China to export cheap EVs to the U.S. market. They're inexpensive because they're backed with the power and funding of the Chinese government. to the American market can end up being an extinction-level event for the U.S. auto sector when it comes to EVs, I would imagine. The Chinese firm's heavy spending on plants in Mexico, through which they can access the United States by way of the more favorable tariffs under the USMCA, that strategy, in effect, is an effort to gain backdoor access to the American consumers by circumventing existing policies that are keeping China's autos out of the U.S. market. If you notice, there's no Chinese automobiles in the market. This is an auto industry backed by the Chinese state. This is not a free market at all. So, when you hear the term bloodbath, the way I read this, and if you read it, is that he was talking about the American auto industry. He could have said this will be a bloodbath for the automobile industry. But that's what he was talking about before and after. This is not good, my friends. This is just not good. If they bring in that, then what's that going to do? We've got American auto makers that are switching over to the EVs. Now the EVs have, the sales have dropped dramatically after people are having problems with these, but that's not the point. The point is if all your t-shirts are going to come from China, and then China decides not to sell T-shirts, and you're not going to have a T-shirt. Or they raise the price of the T-shirts, and there is no competition. They have the market. They can do the same thing with EVs. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, voted number one in the Reading, or the Record Searchlight's Best of the North State. They were voted number one there. And there's a reason they are that good. Only place with a watch repairman, super selection of jewelry at very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been there for over 30 years. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Blazin Game present amazing pollinators. On display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get ready for the ride of a lifetime and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000.
Rev up your ride.
Swipe to win draw.
Where the thrill of winning meets the power of a brand new 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m.
Final drawing on April 25th for your chance to win cash or a 2024 Can-Am Outlander.
For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gunsmoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying, whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:20 in the morning out there, about 47 degrees. 49 degrees, it's gone up, here on the 19th of March. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is Community Bank. It's locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Where was I? Was I going off on something? I was. About the Chinese automakers and the bloodbath. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Okay, now, the Supreme Court is getting into it. How New York discouraged people from working with the NRA. It appears that the NRA contends that insurers dropped their business with the gun advocacy group because of coercion from New York regulators. The head of the New York Department of Financial Services, which has broad power over banks and insurers, cautioned businesses about potential reputational risk for dealing with the NRA, which was a way of telling people don't work with the NRA. A majority of the Supreme Court sounded ready Monday to stick with the current standard for how much government officials can say about businesses they regulate, but left uncertain how they would resolve a case involving the National Rifle Association. The NRA said that they went too far in pressuring insurance companies and banks to stop doing business with the group because of its gun advocacy. Under Supreme Court precedent, government officials can use their bully pulpit to persuade people or groups to take action, but not coerce them. But the New York Department of Financial Services said the NRA and three insurance companies admitted to peddling unlawful policies. Anyway, the criticism of the NRA by Governor Cuomo coincided with the enforcement action rather than dictated it, according to government lawyers. He was surprised to see the Justice Department's Solicitor General acknowledging that Volo may have gone too far in a meeting urging Lloyd's of London not to do business with the NRA. It's a bit jarring, I guess, for me that the Solicitor General on the other side from you in the case, given that the Solicitor General represents the United States of America. Alito said that government officials can't coerce action, argued, but the argued if the High Court allows lawsuits to challenge enforcement from organizations they have already admitted breaking the law. It will open the door to widespread lawsuits. So, what's going to happen? Anyway, NRA has moved out of New York, as it should have a long time ago. Plus, the NRA has a number of other things. The NRA sued New York because it dealt with insurance policies it was offering members. NRA began marketing policies in 2000, and April 2017 created policies called Carry Guard to cover expenses from using a legal firearm in self-defense. Carry Guard policies were administered by Lockton and underwritten by insurance companies Chubb and Lloyd's of London. So they said that they suspended the Carry Guard program because of that. They said these were illegal. So NRA has been having its problems lately, my friends. LaPierre, who's been the executive director there for decades, resigned. And he's under court assault for some of the things. You know, they're saying that he and a couple others spent millions of dollars from the NRA they shouldn't have spent. This has gone on for, you know, really several years. The NRA needs to reestablish itself and reestablish how it's being done and where the money is going from all of the members, the millions of members they have. It wasn't a surprise. Several years ago, Ollie North, who had been, they wanted him to be the president, and I think LaPierre is the CEO. He got into it with LaPierre, and then he ends up resigning by saying, you know what, you're not going to change this, and there's stuff going on here that shouldn't be going on. And then it's kind of been a battle over the last few years from LaPierre saying, I didn't do anything wrong, to finally saying that, okay, maybe I do need to pay back $1 million or something like that. But the NRA needs to clean house and get back to what it's supposed to be doing, protecting the gun rights and lobbying for the gun rights of those Americans who just want to have nothing else but to have the ability to own a gun and not be harassed about it. Okay. Let me see. What do we have here? What's the next thing on my list? Oh. Let me see if I can find this You know what? I'm going to take an early break because when I come back, I want to talk about passing a bar exam no longer required to get a law license in this one state. But it's, as it turns out, it's in two states. And how can they do that, and why are they doing that? This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, I've been wrong about Cypress Square Barbershop in one thing. Do they still have the greatest haircuts? Yes, I was just in there yesterday. Do they get discounts for seniors and veterans? Yes. Are they a locally owned, locally operated barbershop? Yes. Are they veteran owned? Yes. All of that's true. But what I was wrong about is how long they've been there. I said, I don't know, 25, 30 years. No, they were established in 1960. Cypress Square Barbershop. 1960. That's how long they've been around. The place they're in now is they got there, I think, in 67, 68. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478 or just stop by and see if there's an opening. Great place to get a haircut. It is a barbershop, not a hair salon. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
I want to see it in your eyes. Feel the magic. Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Fire Radio. The bump music's so good. I just sit there and listen to it, kind of dance around. Christina's in there dancing around. Sue's dancing around. We're all dancing around listening to the bump music, which I pay for every month. So, you don't even know. You know what? Then I get something from the people like ASCAP or whoever this one was. I think it was BMI. Every month we pay four different agencies to play bump music. So you hear like 15, 20 seconds of music, right? And for that, I pay like $300 a month to these agencies. And one of them said, you didn't fill out your quarterly report. Well, I didn't. I never fill out the quarterly report. Somebody in the office does, but that person left. So they hit me with a $1,800 fine for not paying it. So I called them up and I said, So what is this fine you've got here? She goes, well, you know, if you don't do the quarterly reports, you know, that's a fine. I said, how many have I missed? And she said, two. She said, you missed one, I don't know, not last quarter, but the quarter before that, and this one. She said, but you've been really good on them. I said, well, I'm filling it out now. Listen to her instructions. And she said, okay, then we'll go down there and that fine will be taken away. I said, so this was you just trying to get my attention, which she did with an $1,800 fine that I wasn't going to pay anyway. I don't mind paying for bumper music because you're paying the songwriters, you know, the people that, you know, it's their magic, their genius for writing these songs. I don't mind paying that. It's just that these places keep growing. And as another one picks up and takes all of those artists away from the other ones, right? They don't drop their prices. Oh, no, 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 no. Even though they may have lost 100 artists, they don't pay, you know, you don't pay less to them. You still pay the same. They just keep adding more onto it. Okay, enough of that. I need to listen or read over here in the chat room, because a lot of interesting stuff in here. People are telling me, and yes, I remember this. I remember a bunch of people went down to Arizona for the border. Let me see, that a couple months ago, thousands of people went to the border 3 weeks ago. Okay. They were limited to how close they could get by authorities. Okay, I can kind of understand that. A lot of people from Southern California, or many counties in California participated. You know, and I guess that kind of, but, you know, they had, like, music and speakers and all that, and different groups. But I understand. And I also remember they were saying, oh, my God, they're coming down the border, and they were trying to make it like they were militias and all this. Yeah, I'm just speaking about Sunny, one of our listeners, Sungold. She goes, you know, I'll go with that. And so you take a bus trip down to the border, and you get to the spot where Abbott lets you stand, and then you put 10,000 of you there. But what happens if there's 100,000 show up? Everybody has to bring their own food and water, food and drinks, bring your RVs. Bring your horse trailers. Too close. Okay. Other comments? NRA is going bankrupt because of upper management wasting money. I cannot disagree with you on that because that's what we're seeing. I don't know if they're going bankrupt. And then I'm just saying is that, you know, the point is authorities won't let people get too close. They don't have to. So you're a mile away from the border, or you got a spot, and people show up, and for 10 minutes they lock arms, and it's just strictly a protest about what's going on, and then everybody turns around, gets back in their buses, their cars, their trucks, and leaves, gets on their horses, rides away. Terry, what do you think?
You got a spot.
Hello, Terry.
Yes, sir. How are you?
You're on, buddy.
Okay, yeah, first of all, yeah, a lot of people went to the border. They were turned back by authorities. They wanted to get close. There was a lot of people. This is sort of, a lot of people that went were also from different militias in different states that went and just sort of observed. Most of the places were kind of designated where you could have speakers and bands and things like that. People did bring their own water. People did bring RVs. People did take buses. They did all those things. They just weren't allowed to get close. A whole bunch of people, caravan from Southern California, went down there. But I've been texting back and forth with James Bradley, who just got back from Mexico last night. And he's telling me that he's been doing some work for the State Department. And what he's telling me is that the Mexican authorities are doing their best, and a lot of them are hoping Trump gets in because Biden hasn't done a thing as far as the border goes, and they are trying to cooperate because there's been a lot of angst about the Mexican government. But they're trying to do what they can do, but there's a lot of different people, including the UN, that's interfering with this. And I'm getting this firsthand from James Bradley as we speak. He's texting me from there. So.
Well, no, I totally believe that, and as long as these organizations are getting paid all this money,
Yes.
To take these people once they get across the border. And
yes.
My friends, follow the money. It comes down to the NGOs, and they take them. People can get on airplanes with the only thing they've got is that show up 4 years from now.
Well, the thing is that a lot of these people are fueling that. I mean, they're fueling this crisis, and that's exactly what's going on down there. The other thing I think that's important to know is that the Mexican government has been trying to stand in between, but there are now people coming over even from Panama that are coming over and are being let into the country, and they are either of Chinese descent or Colombian, et cetera. A lot of these young men are trained, and they are trained military, and they are coming across the border. And there has been some talk, and I know that there's been a little bit of talk about in Texas, is gee whiz, Mexico sort of letting these people through. Well, they're not. That's just not entirely correct. And we do have people down there that are trying to fight this thing. But the issue is that Biden is happy with this situation. The administration is happy with this situation. The UN is happy with this situation. And people, you're right, are making money off of this whole deal. And it's atrocious what's happening to our country. And I'm fearful of the fact that we're going to have hundreds of young men that are militarily trained that could disrupt, terrorize, and do a lot of awful things here in the United States, especially in California, since they're shifting a lot of the people that were coming across in Arizona and New Mexico and also coming across in Texas to the California border. And, of course, we have the spawn of Satan as our governor, so he's not going to do anything.
No, I haven't gone that far.
I just said bless his heart.
Okay? It may mean the same thing. But here's the other thing. I'm seeing where San Diego says their facilities are overrun. And now I'm hearing things that there's people up here in Redding in different facilities, and they've got, they're getting money. They've got, they're in some of the hotels around here. And the city isn't putting them there. The county's not putting them there. So the state's putting them there. So.
Yeah, they're transporting them through. I mean, there's no question about it. San Diego is a mess at this point. In fact, I was on the Zoom call with Kim Yeager in Protect Our Border. I was on that Zoom call last week, and we were all discussing that issue. And again, the position of the state of California could be the same position as Texas, which I think a lot of people really admire the man's stand. And he has every right to do that if he's not being protected and the citizens aren't being protected by the United States government, even though the government does have jurisdiction over naturalization. If they're not being protected, according to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, they can actually say, hey, you know what? We gave you jurisdiction unless we are being threatened and unless we're being invaded. And that's exactly what's happening in Texas, California, Arizona, et cetera.
Oh, no, I totally agree. When you get up to 10 million people that have just come across the border in the last 3 years, or 7 million or whatever it is, it's still the minimum I've heard is 7 million in 3 years. That's not even counting the ones, the getaways they don't even know about, which is, I understand, another well over a million. Yeah, we do have a big problem here. We have a problem in this, and yet even the Democrats see they're having a problem with it, yet nothing seems to be done.
Well, I don't believe that entirely, because in the Democrats, as far as the Senate of the state of California, which is the people as the assembly and as the governor, as the county, have more control over your life than the federal government could ever have. We have 32 Democrats in the Senate out of 40 and 8 Republicans. That's going to go to 33-7 after this election. And in the assembly, we have 63 Democrats and we have 17 Republicans. And four of the Republicans vote with the Democrats. And as I said, the spawn of Satan as our governor, I talked to James Gallagher 3 days ago, and there is some breaking news on what's going to happen if Governor Newsom is recalled. And I talked to James, and as a lot of us thought, since the legislature of the state of California is heavily favored in the Democrats, they're going to push through an amendment. This amendment will say that if a governor is recalled, the lieutenant governor will take over. End of sentence. And can they do that? Yep. 32-8,
yeah.
67-13, and Newsom. They can do whatever they want.
Okay, Terry. Another enlightening, make me feel good type of conversation we've had.
Well, we can fix that.
Well, we can fix that. But the only way we can fix that is if the Republican Party or an independent party gets off their butts and starts rounding up people and saying, do you like what's happening in your state? If you don't, you need to change it. And the only way you're going to change it is by voting. And you know, instead of it being 60-30 with and then having so many independents, is to take back the vote for people that want to do the right thing and not,
pay attention to special interest. You don't change it with 120 representatives for 40 million people. I mean, New Hampshire alone has 400 people in their assembly. We have 80, and New Hampshire has 3.2 million people, which means every 3,500 people have a representative in the assembly. We're every 500,000, and one senator for every million. That's why Gallagher and a lot of guys have tried to push through increasing the size of the Senate and the legislative body completely in the state of California, because it's too far out of whack.
Well, it is out of whack.
And yes, it is.
Wouldn't it be great if we had one senator per county or two counties?
Well, it'd be great if we did have that prior to 1966, but
yeah,
we did have that. But as James said, when we talked the other day, he said, hey, Terry, you know, when I first got in here, there were 28 of us. Now there's 17 of us, and really there's only 13 because four vote with the Democrats. So, I mean, we can... If we don't look at things realistically and we don't increase representation, nothing's going to happen. I mean, if you have someplace like Santa Clara where 86% of the people that are registered in the entire county are Democrats, you don't have to worry about machines. They could vote with poopy shells.
Okay, Terry, you got to run. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the phone call. Okay, it's time to take a break. Let's talk about a couple of things coming up. The March 27th. Next week, next Wednesday, in fact, they're going to have the food drive at Tri-Counties Bank on South Street right here in Redding. Drop off your canned goods and help in hunger in Shasta County. All the donations go to Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank. Okay, that's next, and it goes from 7:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon. And then, of course, the Redding Regional Chapter of the Spartan Club International is having their 30th annual banquet Saturday, April 27th. Let me tell you, this is a great banquet. Lots of firearms are gone through there that through raffles, through live auctions, and these are not afterthoughts from a gun store. These are picked out. These are some fine firearms, plus a one firearm that has been built specifically for SCI and is auctioned off through a variety of different ways. But it's got it all there: outdoor gear, hunts, hunting artwork, and the ladies actually have their own table for things that that they may like. All this is on April 27th, and just go to sciredding.org and sign up there. It's very reasonable to go to this and just have a great time. We'll be right back.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Celebrate Easter with flavorful delight at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us in Seasons from 3 to 9 p.m. and immerse your senses in a symphony of flavors with a smoked ham dinner. This special is available for only $16 with a River Club card. It's not just a meal. It's a culinary experience that brings family and friends together. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. God brought to you courtesy of the red, white.
Welcome back to the last segment here of Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott. Today, the 19th of March, 8:50 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Friday, it starts clouding over, and it looks like we're going to get some rain Friday night, maybe even thunderstorms Saturday and Sunday, and part of Monday. So enjoy today and tomorrow and Thursday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, you know, the big thing about being a lawyer is, you know, you go to law school for 3 years, and then you have to pass this bar exam, which is not easy. It's probably not as hard as it could be, but it's not as easy either because, you know, the less lawyers you have, the less business there is out there for lawyers. So lots of lawyers, lots of business. But the Supreme Court of Washington State has ruled that passing a bar exam will no longer be necessary for getting your law license, since such a requirement is disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks historically marginalized groups from entering the practice of law. 3 years ago, they created the Washington Bar Licensure Task Force. Now, what does bar mean, the bar? Now, I've heard that it means, this is what one person said, BAR stands for the British Accreditation Registry, a crown thing. Well, but when I look it up, it also means, you know, they call lawyers in Britain barristers. And so BAR, barristers. Also, there's that bar that separates the defendants and, you know, and the accused from the judge. If you notice in all the, you know, it used to be all that, you know, be the bar. So that was the bar there, too. But what they're saying in Washington State is there should be alternatives. One of them says it's still necessary, that offering law students a bar exam is still necessary, but insisted that the current uniform bar exam is racially biased. It is a test infused with racism and classism, prompting race equity concerns. And they even used a metaphor that compared the legal profession in the state to a dam that has left people of color thirsty for more access to legal services. Now, they're looking at two experimental ways for earning a law license without having to pass the bar. One way involves law school graduates who have to go to law school, at least right now, and upper-level students apprenticing under a supervising attorney for 6 months. The other requires law school students to complete 500 hours of hands-on practical work as well as 12 other skill credits. Stone, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
See, so you can become a lawyer in Washington. I think Oregon's doing the same thing. That you don't have to pass the bar. You just have to either graduate from law school or be a student who completes 500 hours of hands-on time.
Yep. Yep. Well, Carl, this is the intentional destruction of our civil society. What did I just say? Yeah, let me connect those dots for you. So illegal aliens can be lawyers in California. You know that. Illegal aliens can be cops in California. LAPD just graduated their first batch. Let me see. Oh, a pending bill. Illegal aliens are going to be able to sit on juries in California. Trust me, it will pass. Guess what the next step is, Carl? They're going to let illegal aliens be judges. How about it, Carl? You get arrested, you go to court, and everybody looking and judging you, and you're a citizen, but everybody looking and judging you are illegal aliens. What do you think about that? You have an aversion, unfortunately, to saying that our government can be evil. This is evil, Carl, and it will happen. What do you think?
I think that it's very destructive. I think that I talked to the guy. We had him on the show, the guy that was he came here illegally, but lived here a long time, and then he fought to be able to practice law. And his was he had other things that were that impacted on that. But the idea, first of all, is that if you come to the reason that you want to be a citizen in this country is so you can vote, so you can have jobs, so that you're here legally. And when you start taking away those barriers, why would people even apply for citizenship?
Well, it's
wrong.
Right,
it's
now
just totally wrong. So, well, yes, I agree with you on that.
You say wrong and destructive. I say evil. So it's also current law, Carl. One of these days I'm going to get you to say that. By the way, it's current law, Carl, that government employees in California, if they're not a citizen, they can work for the government, and they do not have to take the oath of office. Oh, how about that? How about a local regulator? Not just the cops, Carl. How about a local planning zone person coming to your door and saying, here, you're fined because you didn't do this or that? And they've never taken an oath to the Constitution, Carl. This is, again, I know we're almost out of time, the intentional destruction of our civil society. So thank you for the time, Carl.
You bet. Now, just so I know he's listening, there is evil. Hamas is evil. There is no doubt in my mind they are evil. They are bloodthirsty. They are murderers. They are rapists. They induce people to do things. So when I say there's evil in the world, I kind of hold my word. I kind of hold my meanings evil for things like that. Now, are there people that are doing the wrong thing? Are they destructive? Do they have no idea what the things are doing to the country? Does that make them evil? No, it makes them selfish. It makes them doing things to get votes. It makes them want to change what built this country, what made this country into such a great country by taking away, attacking things like education, attacking things like our legal system, like our law enforcement system, like our military. Is it evil? I don't know if it's evil. Maybe there'll be a time when I'll say what you did was just evil. But I think it's people with absolutely no sense of history, which they are also trying to get rid of. There's just no sense of history. No sense of what built this country. No sense of what makes this country great. Why it makes it the greatest country in the world. There is no sense there. That people have, you know, and policy-making decisions have just rolled over to the loudest people or the people with the most money. And that absolutely is the scariest thing. The idea of lobbyists. The idea that legislators at the federal level can invest and make investment decisions on things that they have, you know, that they can control is just wrong. It's just wrong. It's wrong that somebody goes in to become a politician at the federal level and they come out and they come in with little money and they go out with lots of money. How's that? Why is that happening? I mean, they're not getting paid millions of dollars, but somehow they've managed to accumulate millions of dollars. Why is that? And why shouldn't there be term limits? You do your part, you do it for 12 years, you go home, you go back to being a citizen. What's wrong with that? Well, obviously the people that are there don't like that because they like what they're doing. They want to keep doing that forever, as some of them have died in office. Some of them died in office 4 years before they were pronounced dead. Tomorrow, sheriff's office is on, and we'll get to talk about the new jail and talk about all those other things. So everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.